sono marikelia na mano kaile mazizela ba.
Perez moments or breaking forth moments. There are several things that hinder us from breaking forth in our lives. But it is the important season we have to engage God on the altar of prayer. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. There are many things that want to tell you you don't qualify, many things that want to stop you, many things that want to hinder your progress. So at least you must have some time to engage in serious prayer. Perez moments, that is breaking forth time. Somebody say, I will break forth. Just a short word, then we'll be on our feet to pray. Amen. Amen. The month of March is going to be a great month. And thus saith the Lord, we will enjoy his kindness on a whole new level in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And by his kindness, we shall prevail. Amen. Over many, 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 many things. Amen. Amen. His kindness, the kindness of the Lord, the kindness of the Lord. When the kindness of the Lord comes upon an individual, what happens is that things that have been delayed, things that many people have wished it was not going to turn out well, turns out well, favors they thought you would not have, you will have. Amen. Places they thought you would not step your foot, you will step your foot. Hallelujah. And your enemies would look at you dumbfounded and they can't do anything about it. Hallelujah. I see the kindness of God upon your life. As we end this month of February and enter the new month of March on Friday, remember this: kindness, 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 the kindness of the Lord. Come on, I thought you are glad here. The kindness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at a story from the scriptures, okay? Look at somebody and say, the kindness of the Lord. I didn't hear you say it at all.
The kindness of the Lord.
I didn't hear you say it well.
The kindness of the Lord.
There's a wonderful story in the book of 2 Samuel, amen, of a young man called Mephibosheth. Did you ever hear that? Well,
yes.
That name, Mephibosheth. And this young lad was crippled. How did he become crippled? He was being carried by a maid, and the news came that both his dad and his granddad have all died in a battle. All right, so the maid is running and she drops Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth gets crippled. What baffles my mind is that he was being carried at the back, okay? And he was a bit grown. What actually is the distance between the back and the floor that someone should be dropped and he goes crippled? Not that he had a fracture that could be fixed. That one incident crippled the guy. Is somebody here at all? Hallelujah. So Mephibosheth was crippled. We are going to read. Then, now Saul is dead. Jonathan is dead. But there comes David. Now David is king. Then David asks a very sensitive question. He says, Is there nobody in the house of Saul that I can show kindness, the kindness of the Lord to, because of Jonathan? And the name Mephibosheth comes up. When he's been crippled, he's been hidden from public view, it didn't look like anything good would come for him. The question is asked, is there no one in the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of the Lord? Then the name of Mephibosheth comes up. Is somebody here at all? I want us to read it, but because the story is long, I want to just go over it. Then we pray, okay? And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? Remember what he's going to show the person. The kindness of God. All right? The kindness of God. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. Okay. Okay, the next verse. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir. Okay. The son of Amiel in Lodibar. Where is he? In Lodibar. Okay. Today we won't talk about Lodibar. But Lodibar was not a very good place. Where he was, he is in a very bad place and he's lame. Do you know who is talking to the king about Mephibosheth? His name is what? Ziba. Ziba was a servant of Saul. Have you met those people who are talking to somebody and it looks like they want to talk to the person in your favor, but they bring your weakness? Yeah. Oh, Jonathan had a son, but he's lame. Oh. And you know, the lame is not supposed to have a certain kind of attention with the king or in the society. You see, they mention, oh, I know him. He's a very nice guy, but your name is brought up on the panel. They are discussing how to promote you. They are discussing how to accept you. They are discussing how they can open that door for you to enter. Oh, I think she did very well. But I actually took notice of her. But, you see, but the moment they bring but, your helper now starts having a second thought whether to give you that favor or not. But look at something. He said, I want to show the person the kindness of God. I said this month of March, the Lord says we are going to enjoy his word. His kindness. Any Ziba that raises his head. I don't know if you saw Ziba. When you go home, take time and read it. I really want to go into it, but time. We have to close. Huh? Hallelujah. Now go. But still, let's read some. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, thy servant. This was a prince, but he was lame. This was a prince, but he was living in Lodibar. This was a prince. Can you imagine? His grandfather and his dad died on the same day. That means all of their wealth belonged to this guy. But who had sat on it? Ziba, the wicked guy. And you thought when his name came up, because he was the only one left in the house of Saul, because of Jonathan, he will be show kindness. He starts bringing his weaknesses up. I want to marry this girl. Do you think she's a good girl that I can? Yes, she's a nice girl. But I know she dated this guy and dated this guy and dated this guy and dated. Say, hey, she has dated that much. I want to give this guy the contract, which is worth 200,000. Do you think he can handle it? I like him. He's a very good guy. But when he was working at this place, I heard that there was some scandal and his name came up. Any Zimba who raises his head, their head will be cut off. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You thought Zimba wanted the kindness for himself. But the Lord had determined to show kindness to who? It didn't matter his weakness, his flaws, his shortcomings. I don't care who brings up a weakness of yours in this season. The Lord has decided to show you kindness. And nothing can change it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's keep reading. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore the all the land of Saul thy father. Have you seen what is coming to him now? Now restoration is coming because of what? Okay, because of Jonathan is well. But what? Because of what? Kindness of God. Now there was restoration. And he says, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Have you seen where he's now going to eat? What is now being shown him? What is being shown him? Kindness of God. When the kindness of God is shown you, you will sit in high places. You see, now table is set before him. Let's go. Continually. He was not going to go for 1 week and stop. Let's go. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am? Oh, Charlie. Sometimes situations beat you and you describe yourself with what? Can you just imagine a prince describing himself as a dead dog? Not a living dog. The dog is dead. It doesn't matter what description you are giving yourself. The Lord says that he's going to show you kindness. Amen. And that is what matters. Hallelujah. A dead dog. Hey. Later we'll talk about the dead dog. Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant. Maybe you've not met a Ziba before. You know, there are people who specialize in disgracing people. The only time they will remember your shortfalls is when your promotion is due. Are you sure? Is this guy you want to promote? Look, he impregnated 3 girls at the same time. He said, hey, really? then their mind changes. Any Ziba that would like to bring up a weakness, may the Lord shut them up.
Amen.
Look, he says, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son. This was his master's son, who is automatically his master. But now, he is now actually looking like he's the one recommending him. You see, sometimes, the one who looks like he's recommending you is actually supposed to be your boy. Are you following what I am trying to say? Anyway. He says, all that pertained to Saul and to all his house. The next verse. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants. Can you imagine? Ziba had sons and he had servants. Shall till the land for him. He didn't like the idea that he is now going to be his boss. Out of what? Kindness. Listen to me. I said, whatever is set for you in this month of March, get ready. The kindness of God. There's going to be restoration. Things that have been lost will come back to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It says what? You shall what? Till the land for him. And thou shalt bring in the fruit, that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at my table. Now, Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba was an institution. Ziba was a whole institution. And he was not going to leave it easily for Mephibosheth, who he claimed had what? A weakness. A shortfall. Something that is not supposed to be written about. Are you getting what I'm saying? A prince who had been relinquished, but then when the time came for the Lord to show him kindness, put your hand on your head and say, the kindness of God. They have said you will not have this. People have started asking questions. When will this happen? Will this ever happen? Will this ever happen? So, do you really think that this girl will get a husband? Listen to me. Hey, I know there are zebes all around who think they have gone forward. But let me tell you something. Can I talk to somebody here? Your time to be shown the kindness of God is up. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Let's pray. Let's pray for some time. Look at Ziba. Ziba. This guy, I never forget his name because it looks like one of my classmates in SS. Yes. I had a classmate whose name is similar. Oh, Kabradia Kabasata. Ulande Kepas Ikapahai. Adibaha Kapahayahas. Do you think that the lameness of his feet when he sits at the king's table? Because when you sit down, we don't see you are lame. The tablecloth will even cover his legs. That means when kindness is shown, even your shortfalls are not seen. You are not getting what I am saying. Are you listening to me at all? I know there are people who look like they don't have any shortfalls. But in my short life, I've realized that everybody has some nensu somewhere. Are you getting what I am saying? Yours may not be anger. Somebody else's may be anger. You see what I'm trying to say? But the Lord's kindness will cover up that weakness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Any nensu that somebody will raise up to want to discredit you and disqualify you, the kindness of the Lord will override it in the name of Jesus. We want to lift up our voice. In this season, as the Lord has spoken, that he will show us kindness, we will experience his kindness. Any zebra, anyone that will raise up their head, to open their mouths, to talk about my weakness or my shortfalls, so that I will not be accepted, let the kindness of God override them. Amen. You see now here, the kindness of God overruled a zebra. Nothing he said was taken because the Lord had decided to show Mephibosheth what? Kindness. Now we are shouting, by the kindness of God, let every word from any zebra speaking in any quarters to discredit me, to hinder me from possessing what I am due for, let the kindness of the Lord override them now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Rakadabada shata ilaka diata diata yandi bikapa elapa diapate de pantus elepete diakapatus apide pendi apide kapa diapa in the name of the Lord
Jesus Christ.
The question was, is there any left of the house of Saul? Not whether he had a weakness or a shortfall. Is there anyone? So what should have been the answer? Yes, and his name is what? Mephibosheth. Oh, Charlie, he's lame. Oh my goodness. Anybody who thinks they know you or they know your family, you know, some people, they don't just stop at you. Say, you know, his senior brother, this happened to him. He was a thief. The second born too was employed at Shell. He stole money. The third born also stole and he was sacked. I really think that if you employ this guy, he will come and steal. You want to lift up your voice. You, sometimes they are picked the pen. They want to sign the thing and approve. Say, do you know this guy? Do you think he's a good guy? I know. He's intelligent, but his character. his character. The way he can get angry and blast people. You want to pray again. Any zebra that will raise the head in your workplace, when there's a contract to be given to you, when people want to favor you, let the kindness of God override any negative thing they will say. You see, the king didn't hear Have you seen that the king never made reference to the lameness? The king didn't even hear that one. The king didn't hear. Let the kindness of God override any negative comments they will make about you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let any zebra that will raise the head anywhere against your favor, let the kindness of God override their negative comments, their negative voice, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Can you just imagine how many years Mephibosheth would have been living in Lodiba, eating like a dog? Because he himself said, I'm a dead dog, eating like a dog. Meanwhile, he was a prince destined to sit with royalty and eat on the table of the king. You want to pray? As we enter this season where the Lord says he's showing us kindness, any ordained place of royalty, any table you must sit on, any contract you must have, anything that your name must enter, wherever, whatever place has been ordained for you, let the kindness of God open that door. Let the kindness of God push you onto that table. Let the kindness of God push you into that office. Let the kindness of God grant you that admission. Let the kindness of God open you up for whatever you must have. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Let the kindness of God lift me up from the place of scarcity into the place of abundance. Let the kindness of God lift me up from the place of rejection into the place of acceptance. Let the kindness of God lift me up from the place of rejection into the place of acceptance. Let the kindness of God lift me up from the place of closed doors into the place of open doors. In the name of Jesus. The kindness of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Listen. The Ashantis have a saying. They say, "The idea one no e debe, enye debe, they come de no." You see, Mephibosheth was destined for greatness, and all of his grandfather's land, plus his father's land, were for him. But you see, Ziba was sitting on it. You want to pray? Any Ziba sitting on anything that is yours, let that zebra be removed and let that which is yours be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any zebra, I know when I mention zebra, you know who I'm talking about. That guy who is like zebra in your life. I called one guy. I said, so don't you like this lady? Because you can see so many ladies around him. Because every lady likes a good guy. What do you think? Anyway, later I'll tell you the story. I have to say, look, there may be some zebra girls. You know, girl zebes.
Zebalians.
You want to pray? Any zebra sitting on something that is yours. There may be someone sitting on some money that is yours right now. I'm telling you. A contract that has your name. A zebra is sitting there on it. Are you getting what I am saying? You want to lift up your voice. Any zebra sitting on what is mine. Let that zebra be cleared off.
Amen.
And let there come restoration of whatever belongs to me. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Any zebra that is in possession of what is mine. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
By the kindness of God.
Oh, yes.
Let that zebra be cleared.
Oh, yes.
And let that thing be given to me. Lakadia pasa. Zabadia makosh. Eladi bidaya, ei badima ta, mazada badabada ba, zabada badaba, inzada badaba, letega demba, azibayata, eladi ba. The Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your hand, put your right hand on your head like that. Shouted, the kindness of God has located me.
Have located me.
The kindness of God.
The kindness of God
has fallen on me.
Have fallen on me.
The kindness of God.
The kindness of God
speaketh for me.
Speaketh for me.
In this new season.
In this new season.
As we enter the new month.
As we enter the new month.
The kindness of God.
The kindness of God
lifts me up.
Lift me up
from a place of rejection.
From the place of rejection.
Unto the place of acceptance.
Unto the place of acceptance.
The kindness of God.
The kindness of God
lift me up.
Lift me up
from the place of closed doors.
From the place of closed
to
doors
to the place of open doors.
The place of open doors.
The kindness of God.
The kindness of God
opens doors.
Open doors
unto me.
Unto me
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Shouted the kindness of God.
The kindness of God
puts me.
Put me
in my rightful place.
In my rightful place.
Whatever is ordained for me.
Whatever is ordained for me.
The kindness of God.
The kindness of God
grants me access.
Grants me access.
And I take possession of it.
Possession.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Any zebra.
Any zebra.
That has risen the hair. To speak against me.
To speak against
the
me.
The kindness of God.
The kindness
overrides them.
Overrides them.
In the name of the Lord
the
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your kindness. The psalmist said, blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Whichever area of our lives that have proven stubborn, that zebras have risen their heads, whether spiritually or physically, thank you that in this season of kindness, every zebra and their words have been overridden. Whatever they have been saying in the spirit realm, in the physical, concerning what is rightfully ours, the kindness of God overrides their voice in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you that we have testimonies of your kindness, even in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all who believe shout a living amen. Oh,